This morning, during a meeting in Pocatello, the State Board of Education fired University of Idaho Athletic Director Rob Speer, ending more than 4 months of speculation about his future at the university. Board member Emma Atchley made that announcement.
The investigators concluded that the university failed to provide proper notice and education to the university community of significant changes to its policies regarding sexual misconduct.
Idaho Statesman reporter Chad Kripe broke the story in the spring about sexual misconduct handlings regarding athletes at the U of I. He has been covering this story ever since. Chad joins us live by telephone. He is in Pocatello. He's been covering the State Board of Ed meeting there. Chad, thanks for taking some time out and chatting with us. Really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Chad, very, very quickly, give us a quick background of how we got to today.
Yeah, so early this year, a former diver at the University of Idaho, Marin Jameson, posted online about her experience having been sexually assaulted during her time at the University of Idaho, and a lot of it focused on the university's response and shortcomings that she saw in the way they handled it. That led me to finding her and doing an in-depth story in terms of what went on and what went wrong. That led to not only was there one incident with this football player, but there were incidents involving three different women with this football player, which then led to Rob Speer being placed on leave while they investigated. And then during that time, some other things came to light. Last week we had a story about Hannah Kaiser, a former track athlete at the University of Idaho, and she talked about her experiences dealing with Rob Speer and some of the things that he'd said to her. And so in the end, I think we ended up with 8 former University of Idaho female athletes, many of them very decorated athletes who had issues with his leadership.
And that article in the Statesman last week was fairly shocking if people hadn't read it, because she alleged that he said you won't go into the university's Hall of Fame if you leave the university.
Right. Yeah. And, she'd already won 20 conference championships. She'd graduated from school. Her coach had left to go to Washington State, which is 8 miles away. She wanted to follow him there to finish her training as she got ready to be a professional. And they wouldn't let her leave. Through that, some other women stepped up and said, yeah, this is the way things were done there. There is a bit of a pattern of female athletes feeling like their concerns were not heard and addressed. I was told that Hannah was the third female athlete with a Hall of Fame resume to be told that, in some situation of challenging Rob Speer, that they were putting their Hall of Fame future in doubt by doing that.
So why did it take 4 months for the State Board of Ed to finally make this decision? I mean, we do understand that there was an independent investigation that was going on, but that got extended. So, 4 months at paid administrative leave and finally today a decision.
Yeah, I mean, I have to speculate because they won't talk about it.
Of course.
My best guess is that it came down to this idea of, are we going to fire him for cause or are we going to fire him for convenience? If they fire him for cause, they don't have to pay him, but they're probably going to get sued. If they fire him for convenience, they have to pay him, but it's over at that point. And so I think that was the issue that took so much time, was figuring out, did they have what they needed to be able to fire him for cause, or did they not? Obviously, as you saw today, they decided to fire him for convenience. So that would tell me that they didn't think they had what they needed to fire him for cause.
So let's talk about that, Chad, because this could be what really, outside of everything that has come up, but now they fire this individual, but because it was for convenience, he's going to get paid. And it's a big chunk of change, and it's not just for a little while.
Yeah, it's it adds up to close to $300,000 for about a year and a half. If he gets another job, then it will be reduced by that amount. But I know somebody has already expressed some frustration to me about that. It didn't really surprise me, given that, there's costs involved with a lawsuit. So you got to factor that in. B, it allows them to kind of just move on and get done with this. And C, that investigative report did give him some cover on the sexual assault case. It did say that the university didn't didn't inform its employees well enough about policy changes and didn't provide enough training. And so, you know, if you're Rob Spear's attorney, that you're just like, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think you put all that together, I understand why they would make the decision that they made.
So take me to this morning when this was going on. Maybe not this morning. Maybe you said yesterday evening, I believe, right? When they started meeting, and let's clarify the fact that the State Board of Ed made this decision because they decided not to renew Chuck Staben's contract. He has a contract until June, but to also be clear and to be fair, President Staben was not at the university when these at least first allegations came to light. Correct.
Yeah, and they actually today, this is the first time this has been said, but today the board said that Chuck Staben actually recused himself, citing a conflict of interest, and that was why they made the decision. That's the first time we've heard that was today.
Did that surprise you to hear that he recused himself from this?
It did, although I can see this, you know, without knowing why he did, I can see there being maybe some logic to it because there's just been a lot of stuff going on in the background, and you know, I think him washing his hands of it and not being the one who made that decision, I think for some people in the University of Idaho community, I think that matters that somebody else made that decision. And so I think the board doing it versus him doing it avoids the there's already, and I haven't reported all of this yet, some of it I may or may not, but there's been a lot of targeted attacks toward Chuck Staben by people who support Rob Spear and thinking that this is his vendetta and he's out to get him and that kind of thing. And by letting somebody else make the decision, it sort of tamps that down a little bit.
But let's be clear on this. I mean, these were allegations made by athletes when Staben wasn't even there. And there seems to be a history with what you've uncovered, especially with last week's article. I mean, you've had, what, 8 female athletes in just 1 year contact you about this culture within the athletic department at the U of I?
Yeah, and, with Hannah's stuff coming out as late as it did, I do wonder how much time they had to really consider that piece of it, though she did write them a letter this week, laying out basically the same story that she told me, and letting them know her opinion. And she was told that they would consider that. So, but you know, that was a little more recent. So how much they really put on that, I don't know.
So where do they go from here, Chad? What happens next? I mean, you have to have a new athletic director. There, you know, the University of Idaho is also in flux because Staben, you know, will be leaving. So we've got, you know, a possible presidential search that will be happening, an athletic director search that needs to happen. But also, where in the world are they going to get the money since they're paying, you know, Spear out the remainder of his contract?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to get clarity on this. But my guess is that they will leave the interim athletic director, Pete Isaacson, in place through the hiring of a new president. So they probably won't have a new full-time athletic director until, I would guess, next summer. I think that probably helps offset the money part of it a little bit because they were planning on paying Rob Spear's salary anyway, and they haven't replaced him. So I think that offsets it for a while. And then next summer, I would guess you'd bring in the new guy. And then, yeah, for a year, you're going to be paying – or, well, no, for seven, 8 months, something like that, you'll be paying two athletic directors basically if – Spear doesn't get a job. So, but if he goes and gets another job, then that cuts that down too. So I don't think, I mean, as tight as money is up there, I don't know that the financial side of it's going to be that big of a deal in the end.
And you've spent time up in Moscow since you broke this story back in April. What is, you know, what's the climate like up there? I mean, are students talking about this? You know, what is it like, you know, on campus?
Yeah, I mean, I dealt mostly with the student senate,
right? And they were talking about it.
Yeah, they were talking about it. And they pushed to have him resign, and so that was more from a student perspective. That was who I dealt with for the most part. It's, you know, from what I know, there's definitely, you know, passions on both sides. there's definitely some people that are very loyal to Rob Spear and in the community in particular. For me, I look at it. I get some comments, people lashing out at me and whatever, and I just look at it and say, okay, tell that to Hannah Kaiser, tell that to Maren Jameson, tell that to Maggie Miller. I mean, it's not me. I'm the one writing the story, but I'm not the one saying the stuff. And, when you have these really talented women stepping up and saying these things happened and we couldn't even speak about it back then because we were afraid of backlash and things like that.
Right. I have to cut you off, Chad.
Telling their stories. Yeah.
I appreciate your perspective. I think you've done great reporting. Look forward to your next article. Chad Kripe with the Idaho Statesman. Chad, thanks so much. We'll let you get back to your reporting.